the impact of myasthenia gravis symptoms can pile up. Plans getting rescheduled. Hobbies being left behind. Everyday tasks going unfinished. If MG keeps disrupting your life, the burden may be bigger than you realize. Learn how to assess and track the impact of your symptoms so you can talk about it with your healthcare team. Take the next step to better understand how MG symptoms may be impacting your life. Visit mgsymptomimpact.com.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, for years, she has occasionally counted one extra person in the room. The unsettling part is how normal they look until they're just gone.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So if you have a real ghost story, you know how we like to hear them around here. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good. You know, that is kind of an interesting topic you're bringing up today. We occasionally discuss that idea.
I know, how you might have walked right past a ghost and not even know
exactly.
Because you thought it was a person.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
You know, today I was walking my dog. I had two walks. I walk him two times every day. And so this morning I went a little different walk than we normally go. And on my walk, I found 7 cents. I found 2 pennies and 1 nickel. And I was like, well, that's strange. Not in the same place, right?
Okay.
And we walked a couple miles. And so to find 7 cents, I was like, wow, this is some kind of sign, you know? Like,
well,
I feel like dad's trying to get my attention.
Well, with inflation, that probably was 2 cents.
Well, and he threw
ago.
In the nickel. Yeah. He's like, that's the exclamation point.
Exactly.
So I was like, I wonder, you know, a lot of times when I get pennies. I'm like, is he trying to tell me something? Especially if I find one in a really weird place or more than one in a day. I'm like, is he trying to tell me something? Is he trying to prepare me for something? So I'm the whole walk this morning, I'm thinking about that. So I take Benji for a walk tonight. I go a different direction. I cross my driveway and found a penny on my driveway. And I pick
it
up.
That's weird.
And I know, right? So I pick it up and I'm like, damn, now I'm up to 8 cents. Like, this day is crazy.
It's so good.
It is so crazy. And I'm like, are you really trying to tell me something? Like, what's going on here? And so I'm walking. I get about another 5 or 6 houses up the street. I found another penny.
That is so weird.
I found 9 cents walking today. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. He could have just left you just a straight dime and been taking care of it all.
But it was like all this, like I found 5 coins in 3.5 miles of walking today.
It's so strange, isn't it?
So then I spent most of both walks thinking about what it might mean. And I've been having some stress lately. It's due to our mother and just her health. You mm-hmm. have stress about it too. So I was like, is he trying to tell me something? Is he just trying to say you're doing a good job? You know, I don't know. Yeah. It was really strange.
You know, Dad was always good about giving you a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was kind of his role as dad, was to be the person that, you know, motivated us. And he really did that, I think. You know, like, one of the things I remember from my dad, and it always stuck with me, was that one time, I think I was probably in the, like, 7th or 8th grade at the time, and, you know, talking about when I grow up, what do I want to do and stuff. And I said, you know, I think maybe law would be a possibility. And I said, but, you know, I've been reading this stuff, and there's a lot of attorneys these days, and it seems like there's going to be too many of them down the road or whatever. And I remember Dad looked at me and he said, well, you know, that could be true. There could be a lot of them. He said, but it really doesn't matter if you're the best.
Yeah. That's so
and
dad.
That was
that is
my
such
dad.
A dad thing to say.
That is my dad through and through. And that always stuck with me, not just in that context, but in every context. When I would get down and stuff, I'd think, yeah, but it doesn't matter if I'm the best.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm good at it, people will find me and want me, you know. So anyway, that's so dad. So that's what makes me think that this trail of coins today had something more to do with that.
Just because it is, because I'm the only one here with her. So I'm her DPOA. I'm her primary caregiver. I mean, she lives in a facility, but I'm the one who has to do all the stuff because I'm mm-hmm.
every
geographically
time she falls
here
or anything
yeah.
happens, you're there.
And so it's been stressful lately. And I was like, maybe he's just like, hey, I just want you to know I see you. And one penny mm-hmm. isn't going to get through. So I'm going to send you 5 different coins in one day. It was just kind of crazy. So I spent a lot of time thinking about him today.
Yeah. It's funny, I was thinking about him today, too, quite a bit. And I even thought that at the moment. I thought, you know, I wonder why Dad is so on my mind today. And I was even thinking about the date. Like, was there something that happened on this particular day? And I was like, no, I can't. This particular day doesn't seem to jump out at me. But he was really on my mind, too, today.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll keep you posted if I get any more coins coming my way. But it was just strange because... I mean, I walk all over my neighborhood. You know, I think my neighbors are like, there's that girl walking her dog again.
And she's always looking at the ground.
Oh, look, she's picking something else up again. But, you know, it was just today because Benji was going to turn left and I'm like, let's go right. I want to walk this way today. So we went a different direction this morning and everything. And so it was just funny. Just weird. Well, this is an interesting story, though, because Kathy and I have talked about this a lot, and we've had some stories about it. Like, what if you really did see a ghost? Because some people describe them as not, like, because I think you think it's kind of, like, see-through.
And well,
like,
yeah, you go, ooh.
We did that at the same time. Ooh. But what if it's just like a real person that you're at the park and you walked by and you said hi, and then you just never turned around to see that they had disappeared? It could be that real, right?
Yeah.
So here's a story. It says, on a recent episode, you were talking about whether people might see spirits more often than they realize. Like maybe it happens and our brains file it under, in quotes, person and move on. That has stuck with me because I think that might be what's been happening to me for years. I don't see things constantly. It's just that sometimes I notice an extra person in a room. They look completely normal, they blend in, and then when I look again, they're not there. It's happened to me about 5 times that I can clearly remember, spread out over a few years. What makes it hard to explain is that it never feels threatening. If it were scary, I'd probably have done something about it. Instead, it feels like a glitch. And then I'm left trying to convince myself, oh, I just miscounted. The first time I remember clearly was at my sister's house during a loud family dinner. Kids running around, people moving in and out of the kitchen, nothing unusual. I was carrying plates and did that automatic head count you do without thinking, and I counted one extra. There was someone standing near the doorway between the living room and the hallway, not doing anything strange, just standing there like they were waiting for the bathroom or for someone to finish conversation. I didn't think ghost. I thought maybe a neighbor had stopped by. I set the plates down, stepped around the corner, and when I looked back, the doorway was empty and the hallway was empty too. I even walked down it just to double check. No doors open, no footsteps. Everyone who was supposed to be there was accounted for. So I told myself I'd mistaken a shadow or a coat rack for a person because it was easier for me to think about it that way. The second time was at a grocery store. I was in line doing the usual mental math of how long it's going to take. I noticed 2 people behind me reflected in one of those shiny surfaces near the checkout, a woman with a basket and someone standing slightly off to the side. And I turned to give them more room, and there was only 1 more person behind me. I looked down both aisles like maybe someone had quickly stepped away, but there wasn't that movement you'd expect. It was just an empty space. I felt a little unsettled. I was aware that my brain had registered someone who was apparently not there. The third time happened at work. I was alone in the office that afternoon. Everyone else was off-site at a meeting. I'd stayed behind to finish up something. From my desk, I can see part of the hallway leading to the break room without even turning my head. I looked up and saw someone standing there, angled like they had just stepped out and they were waiting for someone. I didn't react right away because it felt normal. Then my brain caught up and reminded me I was the only one in the building. When I looked again, no one was there. I sat there for a minute staring, half expecting someone to step back into view. Nothing did. No doors, no sounds, just the hum of the air conditioner. And that's when I stopped fully blaming lighting or reflections. I still didn't jump to anything paranormal, but I couldn't explain it. The fourth time is the one that changed things for me, and I didn't even see anything at first. My husband and I were home on a Saturday afternoon, middle of the day, sunlight coming in through the windows. He was in the kitchen talking to me while I folded laundry in the living room. In the middle of a sentence, he stopped and he said, "Who's in the hallway?" He wasn't whispering. He didn't sound afraid. He said it in that matter-of-fact way. "Who's in the hallway?" I looked at him, thinking he was joking. He wasn't. He was staring past me toward the hallway. I turned around. It was empty. So I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And he said he thought someone was standing there. He couldn't describe them. He said just a person, not a shadow, not something weird looking, just someone standing in the hallway. That's exactly how it had always been for me. Normal enough that you don't question it at first. If it had only ever been me, I could have kept brushing it off, but he saw someone before I did. That's when it shifted from my eyes playing tricks to something I couldn't neatly explain. The fifth time happened a few months later at a friend's house. We were all crowded into the kitchen like people always are at get-togethers. I glanced toward the living room and saw someone sitting at the far end of the couch. They weren't staring. They weren't doing anything strange. They were just sitting there like they belonged. I didn't immediately turn to stare like I usually would. but I paused and I watched my husband. Second later, his eyes looked toward the living room. He stopped mid-sip. Tiny hesitation. He didn't say anything out loud. We were in a room full of people, but I saw that same half second of confusion cross his face. Then he looked away. I never turned directly toward the couch. I didn't need to. I already knew what I had seen. And later in the car, I asked him if he had noticed someone on the couch, and he took a second before answering, and then he said yes, just for a moment. That was it. We didn't have a big, long conversation. There was no panic. It was just acknowledgement. Since then, I've noticed something about myself. When it happens now, when I catch that sense of someone standing slightly apart from the group or lingering in a doorway, I don't whip my head around anymore. I wait. I wait to see who notices first. Because if it's just me, I can still tell myself, it's stress, it's lighting, or it's just my brain. But when someone else pauses mid-sentence or glances at an empty space like they're tracking a person, it changes things. Nothing has escalated, nothing has spoken to me or touched me, it doesn't feel malicious. If anything, it feels neutral, like sometimes there's just an extra presence that blends in with the living so well you almost miss it. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's spirits or something our brains occasionally misfire on. I just know that I never used to question the number of people in a room, and now I do. And when it happens, I find myself standing still for a second longer than I used to, waiting to see if anyone notices. Thanks for letting people share things like this without feeling ridiculous, Sarah. And you just have to wonder, how often has that happened to anyone?
I tell you, I find this absolutely, this concept absolutely fascinating, because I feel the same way. I have thought there's times that I've looked over and thought somebody was standing there, and then they just weren't, you know, for whatever reason. Like, you see them, you think that's fine, whatever, and then you look back and go, oh, I thought, okay, well, whatever, and you just go on, right? How many times? Everybody think about this. How many times has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Where you've thought...
It could even happen and you didn't even have any weird things go off.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying, like, for example, you're just standing at Target in line. You look over, you see a guy standing there. And I think more often than not, there is some sort of contact, like eye contact, like they look at you and you look at them. There's something that draws you, but then you just go on with your life. Now, with that said, were they real?
Yeah.
Right?
Because I think that
you just got your stuff and left Target. Were they really there?
And that standing in line thing is a good example of that, because you're kind of aware, obviously, of the person in front of you who's checking out. But you're aware of the people behind you, too. Yeah. Even though you're not looking at the people behind you, I happen to know that woman just walked up behind me and that other mm-hmm. woman stepped behind her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because like at the self-checkout the other night, there was 100 people in line. And I'm mm-hmm. like thinking to myself, God, there's like 7 people behind me even. So uh-huh. I'm aware of the people behind me, even though I'm not watching them. Now, wouldn't it be weird if you turned around and it's like nobody there, or you turn around and it's like 2 people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, where'd the other 5 people go?
Well, I just think this might happen a lot. And now we've got to go to, okay, so what are we seeing? Are we seeing ghosts? Are they spirits that are still here? Are we seeing aliens that are made to look just like us, that are walking among us?
I don't know.
Getting information, doing things, whatever.
Yeah, like this is how I go to a family get together.
Are they guardian
they're
spirits?
They're learning. Yeah.
You know, like, are they angels? Are they guardian spirits that are walking among us? Because, for example, she said there was somebody she saw. I think it was the first one she was talking about over at her sister's house. She saw somebody in the doorway. Now, maybe that was somebody else at the party's particular guardian.
Right.
You just happened to see them for some reason. right? You're more sensitive, so you see things. Apparently your husband is too.
Which I thought that's kind of cool, actually.
I think so too. Because it's nice to go through life with somebody that can understand you, what's going on with you. But I think, you know, maybe we're seeing occasionally, maybe it has nothing to do with us, but it has something to do with somebody else. We just happen to be sensitive and catch it. Or is it something that's planted somewhere to get us into a particular, to go a particular direction? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So maybe somebody catches our eye. They do something over here that makes us stop for 2 seconds and look at them. That's 2 seconds later than you made it to your car that you wouldn't have if you hadn't stopped. And maybe it kept you safe from something else. I mean, how many times have you thought, wow, I was almost there when this, you know, you come up on a wreck or something and you think, oh my gosh,
yeah,
it just happened. And I was, it would have been me if I hadn't stopped and that happened or whatever. You know, we've all had those sorts of things happen to us, but something distract. If you look back at that day, you go, well, any number of things could have changed. But I just always think, this one time I almost was in an accident. I was driving a van with a bunch of college students in it. And some lady came off of the, like she was merging into traffic off of a ramp. And it just totally oblivious. She just started coming in and, you know, I almost wrecked. There was a car. It was this whole thing. Anyway, everybody's safe and sound. But I thought about this girl who had, you know, brought too many suitcases. And we had this whole discussion about whether she should go back in. And I said, oh, we just don't have time. But if we hadn't sat there and had this little conversation, would I have been about there when that, you know what I mean? I always just think little things like that. Like, I'm just not sure. It almost feels like they're angels or some sort of protections.
But it could also be somebody else's spirit guide.
It could be be somebody else's. It's
and
not
it's
necessarily.
Like, they're
necessarily
like,
yours.
Yeah. Like you can see dead people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found that very interesting.
I think there's something to it. And I hope that if other people have had the same thing that they write into us and tell us their experience like that. Because
yeah,
I would too. I think we're onto something with this.
Cause you have no idea how many times you've seen someone who wasn't there.
Yeah.
No idea, because you were convinced it was a person.
Yeah, they look just like everybody else. Yeah. But we've all, if you think about it, we've all had it happen where we turned around and went, oh, huh. I thought, okay, well, all right, you know, and you just go on.
Or not even any, oh, huh. It could just be, hi, how are you? And then you just kept on walking.
Right. There's that, right? Yeah. That you just have no idea. So we might see it every day. 2 or 3 times.
You never know.
We don't know.
You might be someone who sees dead people. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hey, this is Troy from Columbus, Ohio. I'd like to tell a little story. So me and my ex-fiance, we decided to get our own place, and we got this apartment her dad used to run. I don't know if he still does it anymore, but it's an old place. It's kind of in a rough neighborhood. I wanted to do some history on the place while I'm moving because I'm a paranormal, supernatural geek. So, but I couldn't find anything on it. So one day, it's about 3 months living in the place. I always, when I bring the groceries in, I take, we had a cat, and I put the cat in the guest bedroom while we bring groceries through in the door. Some time had passed, I forgot the cat was in the bedroom. We had already unloaded the groceries. I was like, oh crap, I gotta go get the cat. So I go up, open the door, and I don't see the cat anywhere. Well, behind the door, when I opened it, the cage was there. I couldn't open the door all the way. In the cage was the cat, locked in the cage. And it's not one of those cages where you can lock it. You have to take two hands to open it up and lock it. So I thought that was kind of weird. So I let him out. And some time went by, and a couple days later, I'm downstairs, watch TV, she's at work, and I hear footsteps upstairs. I'm like, I'm looking at the cat's right next to me, so I know it's not the cat. I go upstairs, still just two bedrooms upstairs in the bathroom. Nobody's up there, nothing that could make any noise. So she comes home later that night. I'm like, all right, there's some stuff going on in the house. I'm like, all right, I got a digital voice recorder. We're going to sit here, light some candles. I turn all the lights off. Sat there for about an hour. I started asking questions. You know, who are you? What's your name? Blah, blah, blah. Standard stuff. And she spooked out of her mind. And it's a pretty eerie place because the light's off and the candle's on. So both of us pretty spooked out. So I just let the digital recorder run all night, see what I can catch the next day. So the next day I take it to work and I'm listening to it at work, my headphones, and nothing, just all quiet. Until about the end of the recording, all you can hear, I had to replay it like six times. All you can hear is a faint voice. So I take it, I plug it to the computer and I enhance it. And it's a little girl's voice. And I went to my neighbors. I said, do you guys have kids? They went around, oh, you guys got little girls? Said, no. No, we don't have kids. No, we don't have kids. Nope. So I thought it was weird. So I did it again. The next night, it was the same exact thing. At the end of the recording, you hear the girl's voice. And they're like, what the hell? So I did do some research on it. And it seems there was a woman that died in the house, but she didn't have kids either, which is really weird. She died of natural causes. But I just thought that was pretty spooky.
I think the spookiest part is that they put the cat in the bedroom because they don't want the cat to get out. It's like, we're unloading the car, stay in the bedroom. And I get how you could forget you might have done that. And cats are fine. Yeah. They'll fall sound asleep in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But the fact that then they go in there, it's like, oh, crap, cat's in the bedroom. And the cat's in the kennel in the bedroom.
Behind the door.
Yeah, behind the door. A cat can't lock itself into the kennel.
No. That really is creepy. You're right with that. And what do you think about, would it have to be, I mean, you hear a little girl's voice, said a woman died there, but it doesn't mean that at some point there wasn't a girl.
Yeah, I don't think that just because you can't find anything that proved a girl died there, because I think, and let's keep in mind, it can always be a demon pretending to be a child.
True. Yeah.
But then, you know, if someone's trying to get through, like I have a friend who always talks like this, and she's kind of like this soft-spoken person. And now if that came through as an EVP, I'm going to guess it's going to sound like a little girl, you know?
But true, there is that.
It doesn't have to come across as a little, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to find evidence that a little girl died in there to have a little girl ghost in there.
Yeah.
Or a
demon. And I do want to mention to Troy that probably turning on the digital recorder and lighting the candles might not be the most romantic thing that your girlfriend could think that you guys were going to do. Like, I was laughing when he said that because I'm like, if she isn't into this, Troy, it is over. And I suppose that's why she was the ex-fiancé in this story. But I was like, Troy's like, no, we are going to find this ghost. We're going to get this on this tape.
And then he's like, I've got it. I've got a little girl.
We're going to ask EVP. It questions. And, you know, other people would be like head over heels for you, Troy, you know. But not everybody is like, you know, has the disposition to be able to do that.
Yeah, I get that. Like, she's all, he's getting romantic. And then he's like, let's listen for EVPs.
You're doing what?
And then,
are all lit, you know? And it's like, we're what?
Well, and what he probably didn't add was the second time when he got the second EVP, that was shortly thereafter the girlfriend broke up. like, another EVP, you've got to.
We ain't doing this again, you know? Talking, asking questions of spirits all night.
So I don't know.
And I'm telling you, there is a woman out there that's her love language, Troy.
Right. So that might be a better fit for you.
I'm just wondering, you know, and he might have found that other woman.
I don't know. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. If you want, call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. No commercials, advanced episodes with no commercials, as I just said. Access to the archive, that's the one. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.